This podcast is brought to you by Money Control. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anmita Bansal. Today is February 26, 2020, and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, as I always mention, a small note on our Money Control app. You can get easier access to key tools on the Money Control app. In case you do not have it, please download it now. Moving on to our top stories of the day. We give you all the latest updates on the violence in northeast part of Delhi as the death toll has risen to 23 as of 6 p.m. Hong Kong is all set to cash out $1,200 to its permanent residents. We'll also be giving you all the latest global updates on coronavirus. And lastly, we'll discuss how media reports state that ATM recalibration will see a phase out of Rs 2000 notes. On our first story, we discuss, as the violence in Delhi escalates and death toll has risen to 23 as of 6 p.m. today, I have my colleague Atharva Pandit giving us all the latest updates on this story. Atharva, can you please tell all our listeners what's happening right now in northeast Delhi?
Situation in Delhi has continues to remain tense for the third day now. According to a lot of reports and according to the Delhi police, the situation has improved today in the sense that there are much less incidents of violence which have been reported. And also the fact that, you know, the kind of violence that we saw yesterday and the day before that, that is not being seen right now. So there was, of course, violence yesterday night, and the National Security Advisor, after the meetings with the Home Minister, after top police officials met with the Home Minister, the National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has been given the responsibility of maintaining calm in on ground in such a situation. So he has been touring all the affected areas, violence affected areas in Northeast Delhi. And he has said that the situation is under control, and he of course has been touring, and he has been now after touring all these violence affected areas, he has gone to meet Home Minister Amit Shah, and he will probably update the Home Minister about the situation on the ground. But to the media, he said that the situation is under control, the forces are on ground, and they are securing the areas that have been affected. So that is one part. The second part is, of course, that the Delhi High Court has given two crucial orders regarding the whole issue, the violence issue. The first one deals with the rehabilitation of those who have been affected by the violence. The Delhi High Court has also said that, you know, the rehab they should be given proper resources in terms of the medicines and the food and, you know, daily necessities. Those who have been displaced due to the violence, because as we know, the violence also hit, because these are communal riots, so the violence also hit a lot of homes, and a lot of homes were also targeted by mobs. So that the Delhi High Court has said. The second thing that the Delhi High Court has said is that it told the police to take a conscious decision regarding filing FIRs against those leaders who indulged in hate speech, either before the violence, during the violence, or, you know, now at certain point when the violence was, you know, still on. So that is, these are the two crucial decisions or two crucial directives that the Delhi High Court has given. Apart from that, the Delhi police continues to maintain that situation on the ground is relatively better today. And even the UN has, United Nations has said that it is closely following the situation in Delhi. And it has also stressed that the demonstrators should be allowed to demonstrate peacefully, and that the security forces should also show restraint in such a situation. So that is where things stand as of now. The takeaway for today is that the situation is better than yesterday and the day before that.
Well, we really hope that the situation is under control at the earliest. Thank you so much, Atharva, for all those details.
Thank you.
Well, moving on to our next story, Hong Kong government is all set to hand out cash to adult permanent residents. This will help to boost spending and ease financial burden. To give us more insights on this, I have with me my colleague Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, welcome to the show.
Hi Anvita, thank you for having me.
Shraddha, what are the benefits that Hong Kong government will give?
So basically, media reports are suggesting that Hong Kong is all ready to hand over a cash gift of $1,200 to all its residents, and the residents will involve adult permanent residents. It is basically to boost spending and, you know, ease the financial burden that they were facing. They have made this a part of their annual budget. 10,000 Hong Kong dollars or 1,200 USD was announced to around 7 million people who are above the age of 18 years who will receive this benefit.
Right. Shraddha, if you could also tell our listeners, what is the reason behind this policy?
So, Anvita, we have been seeing protests in Hong Kong, which turned into pro-democracy protests for the past year, and then now the sudden onset of coronavirus, from which Hong Kong is severely affected. So the territory's economy has not seen enough consumption and investment. There is political unrest, and of course there is medical requirements as well. There are over 80 cases of confirmed coronavirus, and there are deaths also which have been confirmed. The economy is facing a lot of pressure. So the individual handouts become part of the $120 Hong Kong billion dollars of relief package to ease the pain of both the protest and the virus that is having on the economy. Basically, they want to increase consumption in the economy. And previously also, the government had announced a relief fund for sectors that had, you know, suffered because of the coronavirus outbreak. It includes cash handouts for businesses like restaurants and, you know, because tourism is impacted. So all the travel operations will receive this benefit. From months, we have seen this political unrest, and now the ongoing, also we saw the US-China trade war that was hanging on for a long time, where they couldn't come at a conclusion. So that also impacted the economy. So there is a global economic slowdown in a way, plus the coronavirus outbreak and the Hong Kong protest that they, you know, will try to give relief to the people by this.
All right, Shraddha, speaking of coronavirus, if you could just give all our listeners the latest global updates on the epidemic.
Well, Anvita, the WHO has not declared coronavirus outbreak a pandemic yet, but it is likely that it might become one, but we'll have to wait for WHO to say that. But the coronavirus is now spreading in Europe, the Middle East, and other parts of the world. We have seen the China numbers in terms of number of deaths that they reported per day and number of new cases per day. We have seen them going down. But on the other hand, we have South Korea that has reported 115 new cases of COVID-19. Now the total in South Korea alone has crossed 1,200, and it is the largest outbreak outside China. So in Asia, we have the epicenter China, then we are seeing South Korea getting badly affected. And we also heard that, you know, an American soldier in South Korea was tested positive for the virus. So now US military is also keeping a check on the military as well. More deaths have been reported in Italy. So Italy has now become the center in Europe, which has recently become Europe's worst affected area. And there are more than 300 cases and 11 deaths in Italy. From Italy, now it has spread to other European countries as well. Austria, Croatia, Switzerland have all confirmed reported cases of coronavirus. Coming to South America, in Brazil, the local media reports have suggested that a 61-year-old man was recently, who was traveling to Italy, has come out positive. So we have over 30 countries, which is almost now reaching 47 countries, which have reported cases of coronavirus, and Iran, like that is Iran is the worst affected in the Middle East, and they have reported 19 new deaths. So that is the highest number of deaths outside China. And Iran's healthcare system is not that great. So 19 more people were killed by the coronavirus, and the confirmed cases, the total number of cases reached 139 in Iran. And we are hearing that the Iran's deputy health minister has been tested positive for coronavirus as well. So the global picture is not pretty at all. We have seen Kuwait say that there are 6 more coronavirus cases which have been confirmed. So now there are 18 people in Kuwait who have been tested positive. We have France, which has reported 1 new death and 3 infections, bringing the total confirmed cases to 17 and the death toll to 2. Coming to Japan, there are many passengers. You remember we were speaking about the Diamond Princess cruise ship,
right?
Which was which was docked at the Japan coast, and they were quarantined.
Exactly.
So basically, the passengers were allowed to leave, and the quarantine period ended on 19th February. But what has happened is the people, when they were allowed to leave, they developed fever and other symptoms later. And, you know, all these symptoms came after they were let go. So 970 passengers were allowed off the boat last week.
Okay.
And there are few passengers who have developed who were previously tested negative for the epidemic, but now has developed the symptoms and might become positive. And San Francisco also declared a local health emergency over the coronavirus fears. They don't have any confirmed cases right now, but CDC, that is the disease control in the US, has declared that, you know, this is the time that you should prepare for a pandemic. It's not a pandemic yet, but you should prepare for it. It's a little early to declare it one, but it's time to take precautions. And of course, it might impact the economy also globally.
Right, we really hope that we get some relief from this epidemic as soon as possible. Thank you so much, Shraddha, for all those details.
Thank you, Anvita.
Media reports state that ATM recalibration to see phase out of rupees 2000 notes. To give us more insights on the story, I have with me Siddesh Raut. Hi, Siddesh. Thank you for joining in.
Hi, Anvita. Thanks for having me here again.
Siddesh, what will this mean for the circulation of rupees 2000 notes?
So according to these media reports, Anvita, all these 2000 rupee notes that have been in circulation in these ATMs so far will be removed from the ATMs in a phased out manner.
Okay.
These media reports have also clarified that that these 2000 rupee notes are still legal tender in that sense. And they can be used for your daily transactions. However, they would slowly be phased out from the ATMs and eventually be phased out of circulation altogether, maybe. But so far, the fact that the 2000 rupee notes are still legal tender has been explicitly mentioned in these reports.
Right, Siddesh. So what is the exact process of taking these rupees 2000 notes out of the circulation from these ATMs?
So the first thing, Anvita, according to these media reports, is to take all these ATMs, over close to 2,40,000 of these ATMs, to recalibration. So every ATM consists of several slots, of which you will have your respective currency denominations. So you have 4 different slots. You have a 100 rupee note slot, you have a 200 rupee note slot, 500 rupee note slot, and finally the 2000 rupee note slots. So in the case of phasing out these 2000 rupee notes from these ATMs, they are going to take the 2000 rupee note slot and they will replace it with another 500 rupee note slot in its place. It's expected that about every ATM machine carries about 2300 to 2600 2000 rupee notes in one single ATM. And once these slots get replaced by 500 rupee note slots, it'll definitely improve the amount of circulation of 500 rupee notes in that sense. What will happen to the 2000 rupee notes? These 2000 rupee notes then will go to the Reserve Bank of India's vaults, according to these media reports. And they also quoted sources saying that it'll take about a year for this entire process to finish altogether.
All right. What is the actual reason of doing this?
Well, there are a few reasons that have been mentioned by these media reports. Apparently, the move will basically benefit banks and white label ATM deployers because they earn like 15 rupees per swipe. So that means the more denominations that are taken out of an ATM is the more money that is going to be earned by these respective banks.
Hmm.
So just replacing the 2000 rupee notes with a lower denomination, say a 500 rupee note, notes would basically improve the amount of income that is generated per transaction from these ATMs.
Okay, well, just to remind all our listeners that rupees 2000 notes were introduced 4 years ago at the time of demonetization. Thank you so much, Siddesh, for all those details.
Thank you so much, Anvita.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, this is your host Anvita signing off. For more news, views and updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you so much for listening.